From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. France is hosting an international conference to promote a two-state solution for peace in the Middle East. Delegates from more than 70 countries are attending the Paris meeting to state their opposition to Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem. Neither Israeli nor Palestinian representatives are attending that meeting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Paris meeting is futile and rigged. Last month, the United States took the historic step of abstaining from a vote in the UN Security Council condemning Israel for its settlements in Palestinian territory. In past years, on similar resolutions, the United States has used its veto as a permanent member of the Security Council to kill those measures. Days before the U.S. holiday honoring civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., President-elect Donald Trump has attacked Congressman John Lewis after Lewis, a civil rights legend in his own right, said he does not consider Mr. Trump a legitimate president due to what he believes were Russia's attempts to help candidate Trump win the presidency. In a couple of tweets, Mr. Trump said instead of criticizing him, the lawmaker should concentrate on serving his constituents. Those tweets provoked critical responses. Several protests leading up to the inauguration of President-elect Trump have taken place in Washington already. More are scheduled even after he officially becomes president. The Reverend Al Sharpton led the We Shall Not Be Moved march. After Trump's inauguration Friday in Washington, up to 200,000 people from around the country are expected to attend the Women's March Saturday to protest Mr. Trump's presidency. This is VOA News.